Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We are going to call the Broward County Planning Council regular meeting of order October 26, 2023.
Turn the microphone.
It's on, believe it or not. The red light's on.
There we go. Thank you. Let's try this again. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm going to call the October 26, 2023 Planning Council meeting to order. Everyone, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And we'll go with Senator Rich. Please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the United States.
The United States of America.
To the Republic which stands.
Which stands.
Under God.
The nation under God. Indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Say it often enough.
That was a little distracting.
You can't forget it if you say it often enough.
Outstanding. Good morning. Please call the roll.
Ms. Jessica Abramson.
Here.
Mayor Felicia Brunson.
Here.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo.
I'm here.
Ms. Denise B. Fernandez. Mayor Michelle J. Gomez.
Good morning.
Morning.
Ms. Ryan Greenberg.
Present.
Mayor Rex Harden.
Here.
Mr. Easton K. Harrison. Councilmember Denise Appleby Horland.
Here.
Mayor Josh Levy.
Here.
Commissioner Jackie Rayleigh. Vice Mayor Nan H. Rich.
Here.
Mr. David Rosenoff.
Here.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan. School Board Member Dr. Alan Zeman.
Last again.
And Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.
Not quite. I'm here. Outstanding. Welcome, everybody. As I say often, when we get a new member, this is some of my favorite duties, is to swear in our new member for the council. So, Ms. Abramson, will you join me at the podium, please? Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the state of Florida.
I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state and of the Charter of Broward County, and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of a member of the Broward County Planning Council, in which I am now about to enter, so help me God.
That I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state and the Charter of Broward County, and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of a member of the Broward County Planning Council, on which I am now about to enter, so help me God.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Now we've got a quick picture here. Have everyone come down and join us for a picture,
please.
All right.
All right.
The new guy, this is another meeting, right?
Absolutely. Ms. Abramson, the floor is yours to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Jessica Abramson. I've lived in South Florida for 18 years. I work at Stiles Corporation. I've been there for about 12 years. I was appointed by Commissioner Geller. I want to thank him, and I look forward to serving on the council.
Outstanding. Ms. Blake Boy.
Good morning. Thank you. Congratulations, Ms. Abramson. Welcome. For the consent agenda this morning, we had one item of additional agenda material that was an excused absence request on behalf of Ms. Fernandez. So with that, if the council wants to move the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by council member Horland and a second by Commissioner Angelo Castillo. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Ms. Blake Boy, R1.
Okay, sorry, one second. I'm just having a Zoom issue. Ms. Raley is trying, or Commissioner Raley is trying to get, oh, she just popped up. We were waiting for Commissioner Raley. We were having a problem getting her online, but here she is. So welcome, Ms. Raley. And also, Commissioner Raley and Mayor Ryan is also online.
Fantastic.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, great.
Welcome, Mayor Ryan, Commissioner Raley.
And Mayor Gomez.
Good morning.
And Mayor Gomez.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thanks for that, sorry.
Absolutely. You have the floor, Ms. Blake Boy.
Thank you. So the first item, you took a motion, you made a motion and moved it, right?
Well, we're already done. So, R1.
Just making sure. Item R1 is a request for a six-month extension for the Planning Council provisional recertification in the city of Lauderdale Lakes. When cities come in and ask to certify their plan holistically, sometimes there are deficiencies that are identified when working between the Planning Council staff and the staff, and that was the case with the city of Lauderdale Lakes. They were provisionally recertified December 1st, 2022. They have 1 year to address the deficiencies. And they were unable to do that because going through the state process and going through their public participation process. So the rules do allow for two six-month extensions. So this would be the first six-month extension, and that would take them through June of next year. Planning Council staff has no objection to the extension.
Entertain a motion. Motion from Mayor Harden, second from Vice Mayor Rich. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Ms. Blake Boy, R2.
No report today, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Andy. R3, Executive Director's Report.
Thank you. Again, welcome to new member Abramson. And just a couple of housekeeping items, nothing big. The next meeting will be November 30th. That will be back to 10 a.m. For the November 30th date. Thank you to everyone for accommodating the change so many of the members could participate and read for the record this morning. We appreciate you, you making the change.
And for the record, we had an over-under how many people would show up before 10? And zero showed up before 10, yeah. So I lost.
Yes.
I had to, like, constrain myself. I had to lock myself in a room.
You were the one that I had on the, for coming early, in all honesty.
I'm just ready to go.
In all honesty. So we do appreciate that change. I have no other report generally, except for I want to just give you an overview of the public hearing items and who is signed in to speak on items page 1, 2, and 3. There are no members from the public signed in to speak on any of the three items except for applicants, agents, or local governments. Just a quick overview of each item. Item PH1 is a traffic ways waiver. We don't often have traffic ways waivers or amendments, but waivers are site specific. In this case, we're looking at the southeast corner of US 1 and Ponce de Leon Drive in the city of Fort Lauderdale. It's a 120-foot traffic ways plan requirement. The applicant is asking to waive 5 of the feet of their 10-foot dedication. That road is maintained by the Florida Department of Transportation. They have no objection to the waiver of the 5-foot dedication. No other county agencies, you know, engineering, traffic engineering, had objections to that either. Based on that and no short or long range improvements for that stretch of the roadway, Planning Council staff is recommending approval of the 5-foot, of the waiver of the 5-foot right-of-way dedication. This will be the final action as it's not associated with a plat, so it will not proceed to the county commission. It is quasi-judicial in nature, but the applicant has waived the quasi-judicial hearing. Item page two is a land use plan amendment located in the city of Hollywood. It's six pods, about 36.8 acres across Emerald Hills Golf Course. And the proposed change is primarily to low, medium, 10 residential, but low five on one of the pods. And they will be maintaining, I want to focus on really the staff's recommendation for this, because one of the things that the applicant is doing during its development of this plan is it will be retaining 130 acres of golf course use. And they had submitted a declaration of restricted covenants along with their application, committing to that being open space in perpetuity. Staff has taken the extra step and worked with the applicant and asked them to change that land use from commercial recreation to recreation open space. So that kind of gives you a double protection of the land remaining open space in perpetuity for the remaining 130 acres. So there was that piece. And the second, I think, very important piece associated with this land use plan amendment is the applicant and city's commitment to resiliency planning and working with the Resilient Environment Department, talking about, it's in your amendment report. I just want to make sure I get the wording correct. But the applicant has committed to detailing design elements that will incorporate the Broward County Land Use Plan policies, my glasses would help, including acres for additional acres for lakes, widening and deepening of its existing lakes, redesigning the golf course to retain more water, dry retention areas throughout the development sites, and also finished floor elevations will meet or exceed any criteria required by Broward County. The Resilient Environment Department is in agreement that this will address their concerns regarding priority planning areas. And the applicant has also filed a declaration of restricted covenants that will legally bind them to the site planning related commitments on their behalf. So Planning Council staff is recommending approval, recognizing the applicant's commitment, furthering also that those 130 acres will be go to recreation and open space, as well as the DRCs related to open space and resiliency planning. So staff recommends approval of that. Also, I'm remiss. I should have asked you to accept the additional agenda material that I sent out yesterday in email, because much of that correspondence was related to this item. I apologize, I had it in my notes and I didn't say it. So I would ask the council to accept the additional agenda material.
Without objection.
Okay, thank you. And then finally, public hearing item page three is located in Pembroke Park, and it is a request for redevelopment units. You may recall that redevelopment units are what will replace ultimately the flexibility concept that the county has that is so unique. This is the third request from the pool of redevelopment units, and the town of Pembroke Park is requesting 568 units. And of that, 10%, 56 at least, will be low or very low affordable housing as they pursue redevelopment in the town. And there is a map in your backup material that shows kind of how they've identified their receiving areas and the protection of single family neighborhoods throughout their town. Staff is recommending approval of that. Your action on this would be a recommendation to the county commission, as is the item page two. With that, I turn it back to the chair.
Thank you, Ms. Boyd. Does any member want to pull either page one, page two, or page three for further discussion?
Are there any speakers?
There are no members of the public. They're all for questions only. So they're all applicants, agents, or local governments.
I'd like to move page one, two, and three.
Second.
We have a motion for page one, two, and three made by Commissioner Castillo, second from Mayor Levy. Any further discussion on page one, two, or three? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Ms. Boyd, that is our meeting.
I have no additional business. But as a reminder, we will have the executive committee after a couple of minute break whenever you conclude.
Well, we are about to conclude, but I would be remiss because I got this big note. bagel dollars, please. So everyone knows that we decided to go back after COVID. We brought the bagels and coffee back. So there are bagels and coffee in the back for our use. But if you get a chance, throw a buck in there or two. It would be really helpful because so far it's Miss Blake Boy's pocketbook.
Is there a little tip cup there?
There's a little tip cup also for the cleanup.
I will also accept salads.
With that note, I think we're adjourned.